Hello, this is Asia from the Joy School Development and Membership Support Team. I'm excited to talk to you this month about the joy of honesty and communication, which is Unit 3 in the new Joy School, Joy School 2.0. This is actually a combination of the previous two joys of the joy of honesty and candor and the joy of communication and relationships. We felt like it was, the research showed that it was a good idea to combine these two, that it made it more simple for parents and teachers to teach them and to really engage with the kids through putting these both in one unit. And they really go well together. It leads nicely from talking about honesty and being very open in your communication into how we treat others and what good friendships are and how to have good manners and why that's important and how to take responsibility for how we treat others. This is usually a favorite unit of parents. Just when you think it can't get better than the joy of the body or the joy of the earth, you get into this unit and you really catch on to the guts of the Joy School program, you know, the real meaty part of Joy School. Any preschool curriculum out there will teach you about the joy of the earth, the joy of the body, the, you know, all of these things, especially if you go onto, you know, social media sites or Pinterest or whatever you use to, you know, find crafts and ideas. You'll see there's just a multitude of ideas about how to teach preschoolers about the earth and nature and science and these things. But the whole foundation of Joy School is that what children really need to be engaging with at this age is their own emotional well-being, the stability of their social life, their relationships with their families. These are the things that they're interested in. These are the things that this is a crucial time to really help them get on sure footing and to help them experience the joys of being a human. Because kids will just naturally, you know, they naturally engage with the natural world. They naturally are wondering about their body. But a lot of times, and it's not through no fault of their own, they have a hard time discussing with others their emotions. They have a hard time putting that into words. And that really stems from us as the parents and the society they're in. We don't give them the vocabulary and the means and the openings to talk about these things. And that's what's so great about Joy School. It says, look, you're going to feel these things. You're going to interact in these ways. And this is how you can experience it in a more joyful way. And this is how you can make it better. So, again, great unit. Take the time to read the unit introduction. It will give you a brief overview of the six lessons in this unit. And the first three talk about emotions and honesty. And then the last three talk about friendship, kindness, manners, and talking and listening. So really like how you put into action the things you learn in the first three lessons. You are going to be tempted to really lay a lot of lesson out for these kids because there's just so much in here. But the reason there's so much in here is really to pique the interest of the parents and the teachers so that this can be a week-long discussion. So when the kids learn about this in Joy School, then you can talk about it as a family. Because you're not going to be able to get the kids to sit probably for the 3 hours it would take to go through all this material. But if you as a group decide that you can look at these lessons on your own and even brainstorm with your group if you haven't already. I know a lot of groups have already started this unit. Brainstorm of ways that you guys can introduce this to your families at the dinner table, at your family night, just when you're having conversations with your kids one-on-one. So emotions is lesson one. And it gives kids, especially 2 and 3 year olds, it gives them words to explain how they're feeling. And that's what leads into lesson 3.2, which is candor. And candor is a word for, you know, expressing your emotions honestly and openly. It's just being frank. It's not trying to act one way when you feel the other way. And this brings up a good point too, because when we're talking about emotions and candor with kids, sometimes we want to err on the side of saying, you know, cover up your emotions, they don't matter. Or on the other extreme, we say, share everything. But I think all parents of young children know that what is ideal is you want your kids to maybe not be the boy who cries wolf. You don't want to be the child is the one who's always saying how overwrought they are and how, you know, serious their sadness is, when maybe they're just feeling a little down, or maybe they're hungry, you know, or maybe they're tired. What would be ideal is if we all, not just young children, were able to really be self-aware and say, I'm feeling this way, but I'm going to feel better. Or I'm feeling this way and I need help. Or, you know, I feel really joyful, I'm going to share this with others. Or I feel sad, that made that hurt my feelings what you said. Let's talk about it. You know, it's difficult to be with a child who is overly dramatic. And I have a number of them. They're great kids. They're going to be fantastic adults. But helping them realize that candor doesn't mean just pouring out everything you could possibly feel, but it's really being honest with yourself first, really figuring out how you're feeling and why, and then being open with it. Again, this is something that's a great thing to talk about with your spouse or your parenting partner, to kind of get, you know, your family's take on this and what the best way is to approach it, especially with the individual personalities of your children. Lesson 3 is honesty. It talks about telling the truth. Again, this is something that kids start to learn from adults in society, that, you know, telling little lies is either funny or gets them attention or gets what, you know, helps them meet the ends that they're trying to achieve. But it helps them realize that there's consequences of telling lies and there's good consequences of being truthful, and helps them differentiate between what is true and what is not. Again, something that kids, it's a little gray for them sometimes, especially with their active imaginations, what is true and what isn't, and why it's important to be truthful. And then lessons 4, 5, and 6, again, are ways of implementing these communication and emotional awareness skills. Lesson 4 is usually very timely at this stage in the joy school year. It talks about friends and kindness. The kids have usually gotten over their fear of each other. Maybe they've, you know, started to form these friendship bonds, and with that can come some squabbles. Maybe some kids are starting to get left out. You know, on the other hand, maybe some great friendships are really budding, and this can be the catalyst to help them make those even greater. But it seems like this lesson comes always just at the time you need it the most. Talks a lot about kindness too, which I think is a joy really to be taught with a lot of kids, and then other kids are naturally kind. And it's okay one way or the other. You know, if you have a child who's naturally kind, it's fantastic. If you have a kid that has a hard time being kind, it's okay. They can both really learn the joy of kindness. And kindness is so great because the minute you are kind to others, you get a consequence of feeling happy and joyful. So kids catch on to this really quick. Just even learning the word kindness is great because you can help remind them, you can help them remember that the good and bad consequences of being kind. You can give them that positive reinforcement when you see your child being kind. Look, you're being so kind, thank you. It helps them solidify those ideas. And then lesson 5, also another favorite, talks about manners. We have a great song about please and thank you that will probably become a family favorite. Talks about manners, table manners, please and thank you manners, you know, talking in ways that allow others to respond, those types of things. Again, this is something where you need to think about yourself. What do manners mean to you? Why are they important? You know, there's very fine and specific manners that you can get into that really our society and culture doesn't see a need for anymore, but the principle behind them is sound. So, and according to where you live in the world or in the United States, your reaction and approach to manners may be different. But again, great time to think about this, think about how your family approaches it. I want to reiterate that teaching manners to young children is a lot easier than teaching manners to teenagers. I've had my share of all ages of children, and it is easiest to teach it to children when they're 3 to 5 years old. Help them develop manners as habits. Let it be easy for them so that they don't feel like they're always getting in trouble for not following these manners. It can become a habit, and then it's done, and you've got this great, well-mannered child who can do really well out in the world and can treat others with the respect and kindness that they need. And then finally, lesson 6 is on talking and listening. There's some great role plays in this lesson. Kind of brings together everything from the previous 5 lessons and gives children the tools that they need to be better communicators, to just really get the joy out of relationships. That's what this unit is about, is the budding relationships that children have at these ages and how they can enhance them. They can feel more happy in them, they can feel more secure, and they can be more responsible and therefore bring about more joy and good consequences from their relationships. We hope you have a great month. Again, reach out to us on social media, on joyschoolquestions@gmail.com, or these other ways that we have to communicate and collaborate with you all. We're really grateful for our Joy School parents. We love getting questions, comments, concerns, complaints, thank yous, please, anything. Really, we enjoy when you reach out to us. It helps the community as a whole. And we just want to remind you to check in on Facebook. See if there's some people that maybe need a group. It's never too late to add kids into your group. And, you know, those parents out there that are looking for a group are so grateful when someone does reach out to them. Even if you don't live in the